USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the U.N. Security Council's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. He called on leaders to convey this message to Iran both publicly and privately, advising them not to open another front in the Israel conflict. Additionally, Blinken revealed that 33 Americans lost their lives in Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month. It appears the White House is underscoring that there is no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
This comes after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre receiving criticism on Monday for a response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism during the Israel-Hamas conflict. When asked about concerns over rising anti-Semitism, Jean-Pierre mentioned that the administration has observed no credible threats, then discussed crimes targeting Muslims and Arab Americans. Majority Whip Tom Emmer has ended his speakership bid after he, too, failed to unite the House GOP. That's according to two people familiar with the situation. Car payments have reached their highest rates in decades, with over 6% of subprime borrowers characterized by lower credit scores and higher interest rates being more than 60 days overdue on their auto loans in September, as reported by Fitch Ratings. This delinquency rate is the highest recorded in Fitch's data spanning nearly 30 years. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia is introducing a resolution to censure Democratic Representative Rashid Tlaib of Michigan for anti-Semitic activity and sympathizing with a terrorist organization. In the censure resolution, Greene refers to several examples. One such example is Tlaib leading an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. An off-duty pilot tried to kill a passenger jet in flight. Lance Pry has the story.
An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport and Emerson was arrested.
Federal prosecutors will reportedly sit down for a couple of closed-door interviews this week as part of the House Judiciary Committee's investigation into alleged politicization of the Hunter Biden investigation. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Martin Estrada, is set to meet with the committee, while Justice Department Tax Division Attorney Stuart Goldberg will talk tomorrow. This is USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.